Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
KX93.5, Human Crafted Radio in Laguna Beach. Very happy to welcome a band to our radio show right now called Animal Eyes out of Portland. They've got a show tonight in L.A. at SoFar Sounds that we'll tell you about. First, we're going to hear them live and acoustic and harmonious in our studio. Animal Eyes, whenever you're ready, take it away.
The sea that I've become waits for no one. The sea that I've become waits for no one. The sea that I've become waits for no one. The sea that I've become waits for no one. And my feet holding me down sometimes, and my fear is holding me down sometimes, and my fear is holding me down sometimes, and my fear is holding me down. Yeah, it's holding.
Guys, awesome.
Right. Thank you.
Animal Eyes live on KX93.5 here in Laguna Beach. Welcome to our studio, guys. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. You, what a quirky, fun little band you are.
Yeah. I know we do.
There's usually five of you, right?
Correct.
So is this kind of acoustic three-part harmony thing, is this very different from the main thing?
Yeah. It's basically, well, vocally, it's very similar.
Sure.
But yeah, usually there's like, you know, loud cymbals and distorted guitars and
synthesizers.
And we're smashing our guitars into ourselves and, you know, break everything.
Do you break? You must have a big
equipment
budget.
We just got this
budget.
One today. It's going to be broken by the end of the
set. Is that true?
Yep.
Yeah. So you switch guitars all the time?
Yeah, it's really
You don't care
sad.
If they're really cheap. And
I mean, we only get really cheap guitars. We actually all play on Squires.
And
that's true.
Really? And you break them on purpose?
Yeah.
Pete Townsend style.
Exactly.
Wow.
We fix the ones we like, but...
How do you fix a smashed guitar?
You know,
Super glue?
Yeah. Well, it depends on how smashed they are. Yeah, duct tape works really well. Yeah.
Is this like the finale of your set? I don't want to give it away.
It starts in the very beginning, actually.
The first thing you do, you come out, you smash a guitar, and everybody applauds.
And then it's just a cappella.
Yeah.
We're actually an a cappella band.
We keep playing until we can't play instruments anymore. It like slowly becomes more a cappella. Yeah.
I think people really need to come see you guys to see how that unfolds.
You will not be disappointed.
Clearly not if they're unless they get splinters in their eye from the front row.
That's true.
Animalize is playing tonight, in fact, in LA at So Far Sounds. You had a show last night as well. How'd that go?
Oh, it actually went really well. We played at the Ham and Eggs.
Cool.
Downtown.
I'm not familiar with any of these LA venues
It's a cute little venue.
Yeah.
And we didn't know what to expect, and it almost didn't happen. Like the day of, we're like, oh, is it going to work out? And then it did work out, and it was really fun.
That's awesome.
That was a super fun show.
And you're from Portland, so you kind of came down this way for a little West Coast tour.
Mm-hmm.
And is this, you know, you've been around for a while, and you've had another full length album before the one that just came out. So have you done this before? Have you kind of gotten in a van and driven down the coast?
We usually do like 3 or 4 tours a year.
Yeah.
The, you know, ranging from like just Northwest to just West Coast to like Midwest and the South. And you get down to New Orleans sometimes and do South by Southwest.
But the East hasn't seen you yet.
No.
Gotta get to the East.
I know. We really want that.
We want the East.
I should mention, by the way, 3/4 of us are named Tyler. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Tyler.
90s babies.
And Tommy, we're all that's amazing. That's never ever happened in the studio. I mean, rarely is there even another Tyler, but to have 3 of us named Tyler, were you both born in, what were you born, 1990?
91.
I'm 89. So we have one Tyler for every year.
We're sequential years. 89, 90, 91, 92.
That's
and
amazing.
That's where the change happened. 92.
And then Tommy.
And then we're going to go with Tommy.
Tommy
instead.
Was in.
Yeah, Rugrats got really popular. Right.
How do you guys feel about your name at this age, you know, mid-20s? You still okay with it?
You know what? I actually go by my last name.
Do you?
Figley.
Oh, you've abandoned us, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mainly because of him.
You command the Tyler.
Well, you know, he moved to the town that I was already living in.
Okay.
When he was 10.
And there was one Tyler.
There was one Tyler.
Big enough for the both of us.
That's
kind
right.
of thing. Yeah.
So I mean, he was Tyler 2 for like a few months.
I mean, consider the population of your hometown and like what percentage of the town would be Tyler at that point. Yeah. You can't handle that.
That's true. There's only like 20 people in the whole town. So.
And this was what, in Alaska?
10%.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you all lived in tiny little Alaskan villages?
This is true.
And...
to be honest,
I know what I'm describing is like people living in igloos and like eating whatever elks for dinner. Is that all
I mean,
kind
moose,
of real?
Yeah,
moose,
not igloos. No
not
one,
igloos,
no one
but
that
elk
even,
for dinner.
Log cabins.
I mean,
I grew up driving dogs to school. Dog mushing, aka dog mushing.
Wait, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're not kidding.
No,
I'm not kidding at all.
You dog mushed to school.
Yeah,
because
to the bus stop rather.
Because like that was the way to get there.
Mm-hmm.
Or because you enjoyed it.
That was the way to get there. We hauled all of our groceries.
Oh, my God.
We lived off there was no electricity, no plumbing. And the way that you got back and forth from the cabin to where you parked the car, which was a 2-mile trail, was dog mushing in the wintertime and then a 4-wheeler in the summertime.
That is amazing. How did that influence you as a musician or a person, if I can ask that very big question?
I really love dogs.
Okay. And sledding, as it were.
Yeah, I love sledding.
And he has a weird command over them. You have like this
You're like a dog
ability.
Whisperer?
Yeah, seriously.
Well, he drove them to school.
Yeah.
So I would imagine, yeah. How interesting. And you guys lived in other Alaskan towns?
Actually, we're from the same one.
Okay.
Which is Talkeetna.
Okay.
I'm the like the dirty blood in the band. I'm not from Alaska. I'm the only one not from Alaska. I'm from Whidbey Island in Washington State.
Oh yeah, yeah. We gave away a little a trip to Whidbey Island. Last year.
Crazy.
looks very charming. How cool. Well, so Alaska, man. I can't even get my head around that. Dog mushing to work or to school.
Mm-hmm.
And then you moved to like the big city of Portland at some point. And
yeah.
Like, yeah,
big city.
600,000 population, you know,
exactly.
City life living all of a sudden.
Totally. Mm-hmm.
And now you're in LA area and now it's like you've never even seen this many people anywhere in your life.
It is pretty frightening.
Yeah. Wow. I'm very fascinated.
And sometimes
by that.
The air in LA, I shouldn't know. LA is a very beautiful place.
LA, no, you're allowed to hate on LA. Okay. You're allowed to hate on LA because you're not actually in LA.
Okay, perfect.
You're 90 miles south
It's astounding
fine.
When the smell in the van is overpowered by the smell of the air
of Los Angeles
outside,
itself.
Which is LA. We're like, holy cow, that must be a smell.
A van that you've been living in for 2 weeks. Yes. Or whatever. Is that parked outside, by the way?
I think they went to the beach.
Yeah, the rest of the band went to the beach.
Okay, because you're doing a radio interview. Well, cool. I mean, what an interesting beginning. So has it influenced your sound? Does it make you sound the way you are growing up that rurally?
Yeah, totally. We end up writing a lot of songs about nature.
Yeah,
sure.
I dubbed the band Nature Rock.
Aurora Borealis. Are those in your songs?
I don't think we have any Northern Lights. We have lots of like river talk and tree and mountain and just
leaves.
And I don't know. And maybe fields, like to go fields, into it ponds, as leaves. Other people have, and we like haven't like psychoanalyzed it as much, but just kind of like the expanse of, I don't know, the sound.
Sure.
You know, there's like.
Yeah, it is lovely. Sure, it kind of crescendos and grows in a way that you might in a snowy field. I don't know. Whatever. I should write for Pitchfork.
Write for our band first.
So let's have these guys perform another song. Animal Eyes is live in studio on KX93.5. What are you going to play for us now?
We're going to play a song off of our latest release that came out in May. This song is the first track off of it, called Feeding Snakes.
All right.
Also, the band calls it Winter.
Whenever you're ready.
Check on.
In the winter months, there's a lot you can learn. In the winter months, there's a lot you can learn. Learn it again.
I lived it, I loved it, but I wouldn't again. Well, I couldn't learn it again. I lived it, I loved it, but I wouldn't again. Again.
Yeah, you guys, so nice.
Thank you.
Awesome. Animalize is the name of the band, live in studio. What a refreshing sound in today's indie pop woo world, you know, the hand claps and the computers and everything. You guys are good.
Thank
I
you.
Like the sound of that a lot. Are you going to break that guitar though?
It's already gotten some.
Okay. It's been sort of smashed.
It's lifting up.
I see. Okay, so it just needs one more good whack, and it's
we're saving it for tonight. Tonight, maybe.
Yeah. Okay. Totally. Do you kind of like
save it for longer?
Do you give it a crack so that when you smash it, it goes?
Yeah, it's kind of like a pinata. You don't want to make it too strong, so the kids feel bad. They can't break it.
And if you went to smash it, it'd be very embarrassing if nothing happened.
Just bounces off the ground.
and smacks you back in the face.
Yeah, breaks me.
You don't want that. Well, again, tonight, So Far Sounds in L.A., you can see this band, Animalize. And then tell us about the secret show.
Yeah, actually, that is the secret
show.
Or
don't tell us about
it. No, that's it. Okay. You just said it.
All right, that's it.
A few times. So it's a secret show. But if you direct message us on one of our social medias, at Instagram band or something.
Yeah.
Direct message us, and we'll give you the whereabouts to this secret show.
But okay.
That's all I can tell
you. Can you say when it is? Or?
It's tonight at 9.
It's tonight 9 after PM. The other show.
Oh, no, we only have one show. It's just the one secret show.
Oh.
Yeah.
So I already said where tonight's secret show is?
So far is the name of the people who put it on, but the location's always different.
Mm-hmm. And the lineup's a secret.
Oh.
And then the location's technically a secret until at some point people will have to find out about it.
I messed this whole thing up.
It's not irreversible.
It's not irreversible.
Take it back, Tyler.
It's a So Far show. It's at So Far. It's with them.
It's with So Far, but it's not at So Far. It could be somewhere
else. So Far is really awesome. I mean, we can plug So Far. Anyway, So Far is really cool. Check out. They do acoustic
performances. So message you on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram. Yes. Animalize. Yes. And then you'll understand where the show. Okay, I think I'm understanding, but I think that's the point is that I'm not really supposed to.
We're supposed to. It's a wild goose chase, and that's the whole.
LA is not very big. Come find us.
Okay, all right. And then where would you like people to go to find your record that just came out a couple months ago?
Bandcamp.com.
What's the URL? It's Animalize Band
at Bandcamp.
All right, right on, you guys. Hey, Tyler, and Tommy. Thank you.
Thank you, Tyler.
You're all
thank
great.
You.
All right, we'll see you soon. Animalize, it's KX93.5.